Okie doke, why not do another one? Hey, it's Wednesday. Welcome to the Daily Podcast. All the best stuff on this December 2nd on the morning show. We got a pickup game of football after school today, 3:40. Remember that nighttime game that wasn't on Thanksgiving? Yeah, it's finally here. Looking forward to that. But before, well, yeah, that's where we started off today. Before delving into some Hungarian hypocrisy, then going to Canada, where we learned about their moose policy. Christmas decorations all going up everywhere, except Cindy's house. Song Stories Today featured Ready for Love. We had a Hollywood A-lister on the show today. Dennis Quaid joined us, who also plays music. Who knew? With Robbie Krieger, no less. Of the Doors, we talked to him about that and spun the wheel of wow. Find out where it landed right here, right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
So you ready for football at 3:40 in the afternoon on a Wednesday?
Yes, I am.
The best.
All right. This is hilarious. And the hilarity for me isn't the fact that this is a game that got moved, what, twice, right?
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. Two times. But, right?
Three times.
I was thinking in my head.
Was it three times?
It was supposed to be Thanksgiving.
Right.
Then it was supposed to be Sunday. Then Tuesday. And now Wednesday. Yeah. Three times.
Right, three times. Yeah. All right. But the wildest part about it is it's at 3:40 in the afternoon because lighting the tree at Rockefeller Center is more important than football.
It's messed up, man. Right. This isn't the Jets playing.
I mean, why didn't NBC just give it up? You know, and just
because it's the Steelers Ravens, there's going to be a big group of people watching it, including Dave and I.
But you guys are home in the afternoon. What about the majority of the public that's at work?
Stream it, baby.
Well, most of the majority of the public is working at home.
Oh, good point.
Well, thank you.
All right.
I make money.
All right. Cancel all those Zoom meetings.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
More than likely, all of us have never heard of Josef Zajer.
Well, I love him.
All right, right. He's a Hungarian lawmaker who has been forced to resign after he was busted for breaking lockdown restrictions.
Okay.
Now, there's some other things you should know about him. Josef is a far-right, anti-LGBTQ representative of the European Parliament, and he's from Hungary. But he wasn't really busted just for breaking the lockdown restrictions.
All right.
He was busted for being part of a sex party, a massive gay orgy.
Yeah, okay.
24 men, at least one foreign politician, several diplomats, right? And they all got busted for having this huge sex party. Right? It's like, you know, you ever notice the people who are yelling the most are the ones who are hiding the most?
It never fails.
Yep. Got you there, Josef. They got you.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
They're having a problem up in Canada that is really odd. All right? And I guess it would hold true in Maine, wherever you find moose, right? Because I know what happens with deer, how much they like salt.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You're not even allowed to bait them with a salt lake.
Yeah. Well, the problem that they're having in Canada is moose, they're huge.
Right.
They're gigantic. Right. And you know why they're angry? They can't get salt is like crack to moose. Okay. All right. And people are in Canada, people are allowing moose. That's the plural of moose, right?
I think it's Mises.
Moosin.
Moosin.
Moosin. I like that. Right. Retief Moosin.
Right. Lick their cars. Because of the salt from the roadways.
Right.
Yeah, they're already getting snow. Things are already getting salted up there. And moose will be standing on the side of the road. And if you stop, the moose will come up to the car and lick the entire thing, right, just to get the salt off the car.
It's a cheap car wash.
Canadian car wash.
Love it. The Canadian Wildlife Commission, whatever they're called, is telling people to stop this, especially in campgrounds and stuff like that. They've got PA announcements going on.
Listen up, eh? This is an emergency message from the Canadian Health Administration. A.K.A. C.H.A., eh? All Canadians are warned not to let moose lick their cars. It makes them a little salty, eh? Okay, that was a bad one, but how about these? What do you call a sleepy boy moose? A bulldozer. What do you call a celebrity elk? Famous. What do you call a moose that plays piano? A musician. What do you call a moose that's a classic composer? Amadeus Mozart. What do you call a moose with 20/20 vision? A good idea. That is all.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
So does everybody have, do you have your decorations up already? I know tree is done. Your tree is done. Tree done?
No tree yet.
Outside. Black Friday, we were good.
Yeah.
Wow. Outside is almost done. I got to do the border of the roof.
Yeah, I got outside done, and everything is up, and the lights are on it inside. Lisa's going to be the one who decorates it. Because if I do it, it's just not right.
Right.
You know, Cindy, what about yourself?
It's December 2nd, dude. I don't have my Christmas tree up yet.
Well, what about like decorating outside or anything like that?
Yeah, well, Randy did that.
Okay, all right. So you got something done.
You guys are overachievers.
No, you know, there are some houses in my neighborhood. Look, I like people who do like, you know, big light events. I understand that.
Yep.
But then there are the ones that just go overboard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right? Like 15 inflatables.
Right. Yeah. That and you know, and then every tree is wrapped. Now, I'm not talking about the branches. Now that they have those, you know, those meshes of lights that you can put around trees.
Right.
Some guy made a bunch of his trees candy canes. I said, oh, that's kind of cute. And then one guy's just got every damn, it looks like Rockefeller Center, right? You know, on a side street, you know, in Montgomery County. And it's just like, what? Right, and I literally have to drive past it every day, right? And I actually don't want to look at it. So I close my right eye and I tilt my head.
What a grinch.
So I don't have to look at this guy's overdone house.
You're going to crash into a parked car.
But the ones that the inflatables get me.
Yeah, me too.
It's like I've showed you guys that photo of that house by my parents on Halloween.
Right.
They've got like 45 inflatables on their postage stamp lawn.
Right.
You've seen that photo before.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but some of the inflatables, it's like I don't have a problem with inflatables, but I have a problem with some of them. Why does a giant T-Rex with a Santa hat on become a Christmas decoration? What does a T-Rex have to do with Christmas? Or a unicorn?
Well, have
for
you
that
seen
much?
Those giant skeletons from Home Depot? That people are turning them into Santa skeletons.
Right. Well, that's actually
you
great.
Pay that much for
get your money's worth.
You pay that much for a 19-foot skeleton. Sure. You might as well do something with it.
Nightmare before Christmas.
You know. So, but it's just like, you know, really a unicorn, and just because you put a Santa hat on him, he's a Christmas decoration. I just don't get it.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Custom Benefits Plan. Get the Medicare coverage you need. Custom benefitplan.com is where you should go. We're talking about Ready for Love today. When the band Bad Company started, guitarist Mick Ralph brought along a few songs that he had written for Mott the Hoople. One of them became the band's first big hit, and then another one, which was real well known to fans of his old band, Ready for Love, was another song that they wanted to work with. Well, here is Mick Ralph's with Simon Kirk, our buddy.
That was another one I'd written in the Can't Get Enough batch. We actually recorded that with Mott, and I actually sang that. Love song, you know, just about relationships generally.
Didn't have a guitar solo.
No, a piano solo, that's right.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Cindy, I'm very excited this morning because Dennis Quaid is going to be on the air with us at 8:10.
Okay, that's cool.
Not a Dennis Quaid
fan? Dennis Quaid, Randy Quaid.
Not Randy Quaid, Dennis Quaid.
Oh, thank goodness.
Esser's full.
I mean, I have I've loved tons of movies that this guy, but the one for me is The Right Stuff. Mm. The Right Stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, God, do I love him in that movie.
Did you hear her say, oh, yeah, please.
I've seen The Right Stuff. Haven't you?
Yeah, he plays Gordon Cooper. He's Gordo. Mm. Right? That Frequency was a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yep. That's
I'm more of a Parent Trap guy myself.
Parent Trap guy, yeah.
My whole thing is Sandy's just trying to work her way back after not really caring that Dennis Quaid's going to be on the air.
Right.
Yeah. It's a big get, Sandy.
Right. I love that show. Right. Whatever it was.
How'd you feel about him in The Alamo, Cindy?
That I didn't see.
That's okay. It sucked. but he was a great he was in Wyatt Earp and he played Doc Holliday.
Right.
He did Kevin Costner version of it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right? Not there's two of them.
Was he the rookie?
Right. Yeah, he's the rookie. Also, he's done a lot of great films. He's got a song that's out now. He wants to talk about that. My gut says that he is just a regular guy.
He has that vibe, yeah.
Yeah, probably. He has that vibe. I don't think there's a lot of difference between him and a lot of the characters.
Doesn't seem very Hollywood.
The crazy fell on one side of the family.
Right.
There's not enough crazy left for Dennis.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Wow!
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 Yep, the real wow is back. That's a TV quality jingle, Dave. That really is a TV quality jingle.
Thanks, Dave.
So... the Wheel of Wow, there are three slots on it. I've got a listener picks, and we've got people texting in all morning on what they want to hear. Well, here's what's on the wheel right now. The Fabulous Thunderbirds and Tough Enough, In Excess, Devil Inside, Europe, and the Final Countdown. U2's Gloria, the first listener pick slot. Then Van Morrison's Jackie Wilson said, that's been there since the beginning. Right, Steely Dan's FM, Sugarloaf, Green Eyed Lady, Sniff and the Tears, Driver's Seat, then another listener pick, and lastly, Nick Lowe's Cruel to Be Kind, Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine, The Allman Brothers Revival, and our last listener pick. Now, of course, if it lands on listener pick, we'll get to one of these songs that's on the text board. Or is there a song in particular you want to hear this morning, Dave?
Steely Dan.
Steely Dan's
FM.
FM. Yeah, I'd like that,
FM.
Too. Steve, what about yourself?
I think I'm going to stick with the In Excess.
In Excess. All right, well, spin that wheel, my man.
Put some Schwupp into that.
Yeah.
Might run out of bed.
Here we go. Will it happen? Oh, Dave, it could happen. Oh, we missed the listener pick. But you know what? It's that pink listener pick. Every time it gets near the pink listener pick, it ends up going one more slot. And we happen to have it. How's that?
What?
How's that? I mentioned this morning it's one of the songs that's been on there the longest. And what comes up? Van Mo and Jackie Wilson said.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
He's got a brand new song out called America, I Love You Too. It's available on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon.com. You know him probably more for his acting than you do for his music, which probably he feels unfortunate about right now. Dennis Quaid is joining us. Hiya, Dennis.
Hey there, John. How are you?
I am well. Actually, you know, there's something that I want to say to you. Gordo, who is the best pilot you ever saw?
You're looking at him.
Dennis, you have no idea how much I love that movie. I am a child of the 50s. I grew up with that stuff. The Right Stuff is one of the greatest movies ever made.
It's my favorite movie that I've ever made. I grew up in Houston. And maybe we're around the same age. In first grade, they rolled in and we watched Alan Shepard go up.
Uh-huh.
And Houston was Space City. Gordo Cooper was my favorite astronaut. I thought he had a cool name. He was rock and roll astronaut, the youngest astronaut. And then they, the book came out and I read the book because I was crazy about space. And I said, if they ever do a movie about this, I want to play Gordo Cooper. And I wasn't Dennis Quaid back then. You know what I mean? And wanted that part, and I couldn't believe I got it. And then it turned out that Gordo Cooper lived 3 miles from me here in L.A.
Oh, my God.
He turned me on to a flight instructor. I still fly jets now.
Well, would Dennis Quaid consider himself a better pilot than Harrison Ford?
I would hope so. Oh, I would hope so.
I promise you we're going to get the music in a moment, but I've got to ask, with you being in Dragonheart and with Sean Connery passing away, did you ever get to work with Connery, or was it just some, you know, tech guy on the set who was throwing his lines at you?
At that time, Sean Connery was in the Bahamas, and we went over there to record his part before, so he didn't have to show up in Slovakia. The dragon was three tennis balls on sticks. And I played golf with Sean. We belonged to the same club. And I played golf with him several times and kind of got to know him. He's, he's the great Scott, you know? To me, he was the only James Bond there was.
I kind of agree with
you. No argument here.
All right. You know, did he ever drop a gold bar on the ground while you were putting?
No, but he did order a shaken, not stirred martini.
Wow. Okay. All right. I guess he doesn't even have to order it. He just looks at people and says, bring me a drink.
Yeah.
This song that you've put out a song that's supposed to be a message of unity and patriotism. Is there any way that anybody can put out a song like this or any kind of patriotic song nowadays without somebody immediately going, oh, he's such a right-wing guy. Oh, that's a, you know, that's what that's all about. He's just trying to push his agenda.
I got to have a feeling that I've been around too long. They can't cancel me. And, you know, this country's just got to the point where it's, like, so politically correct that you can't have an opinion about anything that, you know, they don't want to cancel you for. But I was sitting around about a year and a half ago, and I was thinking about the despairing over the state of this country when it comes to politics and stuff. You cannot, people are talking at each other and yelling at each other. Mm-hmm. And I knew there was an election coming up the next year. This is pre-COVID. And so I wrote a nonpartisan campaign song. You know, it's about us coming together. So many times we were told what to think, what to feel, what to daydream, what's real. But I believe in the collective wisdom of the American people. I really do. This is America, and we can get through it. I know we can.
Your guitarist is Robbie Krieger from The Doors. Is this a relationship that goes back in time, or is this a recent relationship?
I finally met Robbie. I don't know how we missed each other, but I finally met Robbie about 2 years ago. My voice is, you know, same register as Jim Morrison. And I wound up playing, you know, Riders on the Storm and L.A. Woman with him. And we got to be friends, and he helped with this. We did the session for America, I Love You, too. We got out on my block. I have a cul-de-sac. We set up an American flag and a bandstand, and all the neighbors came out. And, you know, Robbie Krieger showed up, and he's playing guitar. He kicks a song off.
Cool.
About a year and a half ago, I played, my kid's school carnival, and our guitar player broke his hand. Robbie Krieger stepped in and came down there and played my kids' school carnival. It was kind of a guy.
Oh, man. Yeah. Can you tell John and Dave about the story of your run-in with a Kodiak bear?
A Kodiak bear?
Yes, Kodiak. Those are the biggest bears in the world. They're like 1,500 pounds. And, you know, Alaska, number one, is like I had a place in Montana. And Alaska is where people in Montana go to get away from it all. But we took a, it's so gorgeous. And I did some gigs up there. And what a great place to be. But we were taken out on, you know, those float planes way back in the back. And the salmon run was going on. And we just sat there, just right out in the open. There must have been 20 bears there. Mothers with cubs and stuff. At one point, this older bear chased the young bear off. And he didn't look where he was going when he was running away from him, and he was running right at us.
Oh, my God.
And our guide just stood up like, hey, the bear was like, uh-oh. my bad. You know what the difference between a black bear and a grizzly bear is, right?
What's that?
A black bear will kill you, and a grizzly bear will eat a little bit of you, and then he'll kill you.
Yeah, I saw the documentary Grizzly Man. Unfortunately, I know all about that.
God. Now, this podcast that you're doing with Gary Busey, Uncle Drank, right?
Yeah.
Uncle Drank, the totally hammered podcast. All right. Yeah. Are you hammered at the time, and do you really understand what Gary Busey is saying to you?
Here's the deal. Came up with this idea. We would like Uncle Drank, the Totally Hammered podcast, to be actually an animated show, sort of a la South Park.
Okay.
Uncle Drank was a Gulf and Western singer. He wakes up out of a 30-year hangover and remembers that he's a star. I play Blindy, the talking blender, and his best friend.
Wow.
A lot. Gary does a great job. It's really funny.
Real quick, Dennis, my wife wanted me to ask you about The Parent Trap. It's her favorite movie. Now, Lindsay Lohan at the time was so young, she wasn't ready to fall off the cliff. But were her parents as crazy as they were in the mid to late 2000s?
Everybody was crazy.
All right, the question really is, was Michael Lohan wearing mesh shirts during The Parent Trap?
Yes, he was.
Okay. Nice.
All right. Dennis Quaid, our guest. Thank you so much, Gordo. You take care of yourself.
You guys too, man. Who's the greatest pilot you ever saw?
You are. That movie, The Right Stuff, is, if you want an understanding of how the space program started in this country, is a great, great lesson, this movie. It really is fantastic.
I think there's a new a remake of it on Disney Plus.
Yeah, there is. There is. I don't know if it started yet or not, but mm-hmm. I know it's supposed to
happen.
I think
it's on there. So
is it? Yeah. And what else? And the wildest thing is, what the hell is his name? Sam...
Elliot.
Rockwell.
No. Anyway, he plays Bradford. He plays Chuck Yeager. Okay. And Chuck Yeager is in the movie playing kind of like this drunk old guy who hangs out in his bar. So it really is a great film.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Sing.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.